Please be seated. I hope that I can make myself clear to you. First, I'd like to remind you that it's extremely important to try to always remember to tell the truth as best you can, especially because Christians' most evident sin is hypocrisy. I've been worrying a lot lately about a whole lot of things. Partly this is due to an unhealthy amount of attention being paid to online news. Thinking about this, I suddenly realized that we're trying to take responsibility for a whole lot more things than people in the past might have. In the old days, it was broadly assumed that God would either grant or not grant fair weather for abundant crops. Now we are led to assume that flying in jet planes or driving a big pickup truck may be more or less responsible for bad climate conditions and changing weather patterns. I fret endlessly about what the President of the United States has threatened in today's tweets, and I don't even live in that country. In today's scripture reading, Isaiah has a vision. In the vision, God says, "I have had enough of burnt offerings." He warns the people and rulers of Sodom and Gomorrah that bringing offerings is futile. In Isaiah's vision, God says, "Your hands are full of blood. Wash yourselves, make yourselves clean. Remove the evil of your doings from before my eyes. Cease to do evil, learn to do good. Seek justice, rescue the oppressed, defend the orphan, plead for the widow. If you refuse and revel, you shall be devoured by the sword." The gospel lesson today has a related message. Sell your possessions and give alms. Make purses for yourselves that do not wear out, an unfailing treasure in heaven, where no thief comes near and no moth destroys. These words are quoted from Jesus himself. Earlier, he said to his disciples, "Do not worry about your life, what you will eat, or about your body, what you will wear. For life is more than food, and the body more than clothing. Can any of you, by worrying, add a single hour to your span of life?" In the letter to the Hebrews, the author likens faith to the assurance of things hoped for. He says in the following paragraphs, "Keep your lives free from the love of money and be content with what you have. For he has said, 'I will never leave you or forsake you.' So we can say with confidence, 'The Lord is my helper. I will not be afraid. What can anyone do to me?' Here we have no lasting city, but we are looking for the city that is to come. Do not neglect to do good things and to share what you have, for such sacrifices are pleasing to God." So in many different ways, today's readings admonish us to live in a certain way, not by acts of appeasement, but by acts of mercy and generosity. These statements are not just instructions for Christians, but a way of life for all people. The message comes clearly from many sources. Here is a meme which was recently published by the Anglican Diocese of Algoma. A Muslim, a Jew, a Christian, a pagan, and an atheist all walk into a coffee shop. And they talk, laugh, drink coffee, and become good friends. It's not a joke. It's what happens when you're a decent person. Remember the words which we just sang. How clear is our vocation, Lord, when once we heed your call. to live according to your word and daily learn, refreshed, restored, that you are Lord of all and will not let us fall. I had a dream this week. In my dream, I was in a city, in a public place, and everyone around me was upset and apprehensive. I went out on the street and headed toward home, and everyone I saw seemed to have this feeling that something had suddenly changed and we were surrounded by death and oppression. I think that this dream was brought on by the killings we have been made aware of in the past several days. The two boys from Port Alberni, the massacres in El Paso and Dayton. And of course, the other thing that's on my mind constantly is the continued destruction of our beautiful world and all the threatened living things on this rare planet. As most of you fully understand, we need to make common cause with all humans. Our allies are caring, thinking people from every culture. We know that not all people think the same way. We just said goodbye to our refugee family from Syria, bound for the big city. How different from us they seem. They feel more secure moving to the city, while most of us would be terrified to move there. But they have a dream, just as we have a dream, of living in peace and security in their own home, their own city. You know that I often respond to the words of the Dalai Lama, a level-headed pragmatist, as well as a real spiritual leader and guide. Here's a quote from him, which I found on Facebook. "Whether you believe in God or not does not matter so much. Whether you believe in Buddha or not does not matter so much. You must lead a good life. And a good life does not mean just good food, good clothes, good shelter. These are not sufficient. A good motivation is what is needed. Compassion without dogmatism, without complicated philosophy, just understanding that others are human, brothers and sisters, and respecting their rights and human dignity." One more thing I was going to read you. This is a message from the Hopi elders. It was found by Sherry Canary. "You have been telling the people that this is the 11th hour. Now you must go back and tell the people that this is the hour. Here are the things that must be considered. Where are you living? What are you doing? What are your relationships? Are you in right relation? Where is your water? Know your garden. It is time to speak your truth. Create your community. Be good to each other and do not look outside yourself for the leader. This could be a good time. There is a river flowing now very fast. It is so great and swift that there are those who will be afraid. They will try to hold on to the shore. They will feel they are being torn apart and will suffer greatly. No, the river has its destination. The elders say we must let go of the shore, push off into the middle of the river, keep our eyes open and our heads above the water. And I say, see who is in there with you and celebrate. At this time in history, we are to take nothing personal, least of all ourselves. For the moment that we do, our spiritual growth and journey comes to a halt. The time of the lone wolf is over. Gather yourselves. Banish the word struggle from your attitude and your vocabulary. All that we do now must be done in a sacred manner and in celebration. We are the ones we have been waiting for." Here is a benediction for this evening, found in an Episcopal service of evening prayer. Let us pray. The stillness of God be mine this night, that I may sleep in peace. The awareness of the angels be mine this night, that I may be alert to unseen mysteries. The company of the saints be mine this night, that I may dream of the river of love. The life of Christ be mine this night, that I may be truly alive in the morning, that I may be truly alive. Amen.